And here's someone who, well, we're talking about celestial bodies. Here's someone with a heavenly body. That's Diana. Hello, Diana.
Why, thank you. Hi, Chris.
Diana O'Carroll, who's here for this week's Question of the Week. What are we looking at, Diana?
Well, this week we've got a really hairy question.
Hey, this is Jay Rizal from Boone, North Carolina. And I was wondering if not cutting your hair and or washing it makes it grow any slower.
So, does how you treat your body fluff affect how it grows?
Unlike most other mammals, we have a very specific personal care and hygiene regime. Washing doesn't affect the hair growth itself, except perhaps some benefit you may get from massaging the scalp as you are washing the hair by ensuring optimal blood circulation in the scalp, which may have some positive benefit for the hair follicle itself. Shaving does not impact on the actual quality of the hair fiber produced, in that the hair is a dead entity above the surface of the skin. There is a perception of thickened hair regrowth, because if you were to cut it with a sharp instrument like a razor, you'll end up getting a sharpened end of the hair at its thickest point rather than at that tapered, more fine tip end. Well, hair growth is very, very important for the success of the mammal, and nature has provided enormous backup systems to ensure that the hair continues to grow, because in the wild you can imagine the loss of a coat would really be disastrous for a mammal in terms of thermoregulation or camouflage, etc. So as a result, the skin has invested enormous power into maintaining the hair follicle. That's why it's so hard to get it to grow when you want it to grow, or stop growing when you want to stop it to grow. And that's because, well, the principal driver for hair growth is hormonal, particularly in those areas of the body associated with changed hair pattern after puberty. And there's a lot of clinical evidence to suggest if you have abnormalities of the endocrine system or the hormone system, you can have altered patterns of hair growth, either too much or too little.
And that was Professor Des Tobin from the University of Bradford speaking there. So your hair should keep growing at the same rate, no matter how much or little you wash and shave it. But an optical illusion on the hair shaft's end will make it look thicker if it's close cut. Massage may have an effect on hair growth, as JNA mentioned on our forum, but the main deciding factor is hormones.
Well, there was quite a debate on our forum as to whether or not hair stops growing when it reaches a certain length. Another underscore someone said it fell out once it got too long. UK Mickey linked it to follicles switching off and on. And Rosalind said it was all just down to genetics.
A whole range of answers there, thank you. Now, the moon can't make us into hairy werewolves, so here's a question on something it can affect.
My name's Roy Lightning, and I've got a question about the tide times. I often do a lot of walking, so I like to know when the tide is right out, because I like to walk out as far as I possibly can. But when I was looking at the tide times, I thought, how do they get it so accurate? It says something like Wells Bar, low tide, 14:02. The question was really, how do they get it accurate like that? And who needs it that accurate? Because I certainly don't.
And following that one, we have a musical conundrum.
Hi, my name is Archana, and I'm calling from North Carolina, USA. My question is about accents. I've noticed that many people, when they speak in a language that is not their native tongue, usually have strong accents. However, when they try to sing a song in the same language, their accents seem to diminish. There are exceptions, of course, but this appears to be generally true no matter what their native language is or what language they try to sing in. Why is that?
So if you know why we tend to aspire to one singing accent, or why we need to know the exact time of high tide, drop us a line at questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com, or have a look at our forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
There you go, Diana. It's okay to carry on shaving. You're going to be all right.
Oh, yeah. Cheers for that.